Every year when the latest batch of Super Bowl commercials drops, there's always one that dredges up old pop culture properties to get an easy laugh of recognition. Mike Myers and Dana Carvey donning their Wayne's World costumes to hawk Uber Eats. Bill Murray reprising Groundhog Day for Jeep. Jeff Bridges stepping back into the dude's tattered bathrobe to sling Stella Artois. The new and long-delayed sequel Coming to America, that's the number two, get it? Feels like one of those ads, but blown out to feature length. The film might as well be a commercial, too, what with its blatant product placement for Pepsi, Spotify, and McDonald's. Eddie Murphy is back as Prince Akeem Jaffer of the fictional African country Zamunda, who is still married to his American Queen Lisa, played by Sherry Headley, and now has three fiercely independent daughters. His oldest, Mika, played by Kiki Layne, longs to be her father's heir apparent, but Zamunda is still operating under patriarchal rules, and so the bloodline of the Jaffer family is up in the air. As the film opens, King James Earl Jones is on his deathbed, and he drops a bombshell on his son. During Akeem's original visit to Queens, he had a one-night stand he doesn't remember, which resulted in a son who's now 30 and still living in New York. So Akeem and his right-hand man Semi, played by Arsenio Hall, head back to the Big Apple, where Akeem's long-lost offspring Lavelle, played by Jermaine Fowler, is scalping tickets outside Madison Square Garden. Lavelle goes back to Zamunda with Akeem, bringing his mother, Leslie Jones, and uncle, Tracy Morgan, along. He then has to prove himself to be princely material, which involves tired jokes about ceremonial circumcision and wrangling wild lions, and he falls in love with the royal hairstylist, played by Nomzamo Mbatha. Jermaine Fowler is a likable actor, but Lavelle is a total bore, and the decision to place him at the center of the narrative is one of the film's many stumbling blocks. Original Coming to America screenwriters David Sheffield and Barry W. Blaustein have returned, collaborating with comedian Kenya Barris, and they simply haven't come up with a compelling story this time. They're grasping at contemporary feminist themes, particularly in their treatment of Akeem's daughters pushing back on Zamunda's antiquated social structures, and yet they still feel the need to shift focus to a painfully dull male character. Of course, most of the supporting players from the first film show up again. John Amos is the owner of knockoff fast food chain McDowell's, and Louis Anderson is his most conscientious employee. Vanessa Bell Calloway is Akeem's former prospective wife, who's still barking like a dog. Murphy and Hall are again buried under state-of-the-art makeup as the overzealous reverend, the overconfident R&B singer, and those old guys cracking wise in the neighborhood barbershop. Easily the best new addition to its cast is Wesley Snipes, hamming it up as the gregarious dictator of a neighboring nation called Nextoria. Ha ha. Look, these sorts of sequels, released a decade or longer after the surprise success of their predecessors, are never able to recapture lightning in a bottle. Occasionally you get a surprisingly good one, like Borat's subsequent movie film. More often than not, they're perfectly okay, like Anchorman 2 or Bill and Ted Face the Music. And then there are those like Zoolander 2 or Dumb and Dumber 2, which are so lame, you wonder if your fondness for the originals were somehow misplaced. Coming to America is closer to that latter category, repeating jokes you already know but at a much louder volume and with even broader mugs to the camera. The original 1988 film was sweet, charming, and filled with memorable gags. This sequel is merely attempting to duplicate its sweetness, its charm, and its gags, and it comes across as desperate. The actors seem to be having a good time, bless them, but consider this review an advertisement itself, but for rewatching the original Coming to America instead. For Spokane Public Radio, I'm Nathan Weinbender.